Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. My name is Andrew, and I am joined by my friend Quinn and my friend Liz and Chris. Greetings.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! It's that time again!
Hello.
Hi.
And with my weekly equipment off the computer sounding like that, my computer hasn't sounded like that for 15 years.
Yes. So, now you're a little quiet, Quinn. I don't know why. That was before I restarted, too.
Maybe that'll be a little bit better.
Yeah, that sounds a little better. So, this will be a very interesting broadcast, because with three of us here, we have decided we will attempt to play some multiplayer arcade games. Could be fun. Also, let me attempt to launch the messenger here. Excuse me. And let's put that. There it is. Let's start up the messenger. Hopefully that works for us today. What the heck is that? Oh, I know what that is. That'll go away. All right. Online. Let's just set the nickname. Thank you. Presents MIDI Music Adventure Show. Hooray! Okay, so the interesting thing I'm doing today is I am using my Roland CS10EM microphones, binaural mics. I have them on my head, and I'm using them as my monitors, but also to make things... Whoa, that was interesting. Easy. To listen to, or rather to pick up everyone else in the room. So, you will get the benefit of hearing everything. You will hear all of the clicking in all of its 3D audio glory. And so it should be a rather entertaining experience, I hope. I'm not sure...
It will be more entertaining if you... Say had to reach around behind you and slap one of your friends.
What? Yeah, well, it certainly would be funny to listen to for other people, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
you sitting over here was a good choice. All right.
Something about all the tapping made this blatantly obvious.
Chris, there's something on your face.
It's dead now.
Yes, so, yes, these mics are really cool. You can do really creepy things. Whisper something into my ear. Come
like
on.
What? You gotta tell me what?
Anything that comes to mind.
I don't know. Pick on him.
Yeah.
No, don't pick on me.
So, yes, we are here. The messengers are live. TVRN live for AIM, live at tvrn.net for MSN. This is probably not going to be a very super long show. And All right, let me close this menu. I'm not going to bother with the phones. Actually, why the hell not? Let's load it up. We've had bad luck. The reason we started late is because things didn't want to work. Right now, everything that's running is working. I'm going to just leave it the way it is. Yes.
Valid point.
Yeah, let's not mess with it. Okay. I'm very happy that Quinn helped me figure out the proper delay compensation between the Electro Voice here and the binaurals so that there's no so that they're in sync and there's no doubling happening there. And there is the slightest bit of echo that you would detect if, there was nothing else.
It's actually inaudible to me right now.
Yeah, we've pretty much worked out all the kinks. It works pretty well. But the thing with the binaurals is if I, for example, let's turn my Electro Voice off, I come in much harder to hear. Everything else is nice and clear. So, like, Chris... Spracken something.
Hmm? Yeah, Spracken St. George. Nine.
So
I got it.
Yeah. But I need the mic still. We have got two Neo Geo controllers and an Xbox controller. Excuse me. Now, I think we've got most of our levels pretty well settled, hopefully. Because the other thing is, what I hear from the binaural mics as monitors is a little weird compared to if I was listening to, you know, my regular headphones. So it's hard for me to sort of gauge what is really getting recorded. But we did a couple of tests, and it sounded pretty good, I think. So... without further ado, hopefully MAME will work for us today. Let's take a chance here and just go to set up game. I see three controllers there. So, very good. And I thought I saw Rob. Let me just text Rob here. And also, let's get some noise back.
It's that time again, folks. Pull out your cell phones. Yes. Who's texting who? Nope, not for me. Oh, well. Nope. Who is?
All right. You sure you don't need a drink or anything?
Okay.
All right.
Who are you people?
All right, and Chris, could you close the door over there?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, let's open up MAME. All right. MAME is loading. I have my entire MAME, excuse me, recovering from a bit of a man cold. Those man colds. All right, so I think we will play. Shall we start with Turtles in Time, or?
Sure.
All right.
Where's Nick?
TMNT2. So, hopefully this works.
You remind me, and I need to get an extra.
Oh, yeah. So, Chris, can you see this okay?
Scooch in here. Oh, I'm fine.
As you can see, I have the the video emulation.
Is this when they show the arcade?
This is the arcade version, yeah.
I don't think I actually heard this.
I know, right? Hey, Quinn, could you hear Chris okay when he was talking?
He's rather quiet.
Okay. All right, I think, I'll just...
As the last thing he said, he was basically inaudible to me. I can tell he was...
My toes! My toes!
All right, how about now?
Check.
You just got to speak up, because basically this is what you're trying to talk to.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, there
okay.
you... Yeah.
There we go.
So,
there
speak
go.
Louder. Got
yeah.
It. Okay. I'm good at that.
Yes. You're a military man. All right, so right now what we got to do is set up the... controls.
That's awesome. They know exactly how much Leonardo weighs. Did you
see
that?
Yes.
How can you... 100... No, it's up. 100... That's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not aware.
Okay. So, I guess I'll be player one.
Right.
So, coin one. Chris, you'll be player two.
Yeah.
So, press the select when, you know, now. So that'll be your coin.
All right.
Press your select. That's your insert coin button.
Let's go.
All right. Let me, I'm setting my directions.
Yes, thank you. There's only really, like, two buttons.
Yes.
You can actually press, so it's impossible to lose at this game. It's jump and punch, or kick, or...
Pretty much, yeah.
Whatever default arcade attack they get in this game.
Press up. All right. Down. Left.
Pizza
right.
Power.
And press, like, one... Button one. Button two.
Oh, did you not find controls up front?
Well, you just gotta set them. Yep. Left. Right. A. B. Okay.
I'm trapped.
All right. So, let's insert some coins.
Let's kick shell. Let's kick shell!
I get some,
Michael.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, wow, I remember this.
Hey, Krang, bring that statue back, you bloated.
So he just stole the Statue of Liberty. Stole it.
Is it maybe...
Chris is definitely still hard to hear.
Well...
You could...
Let's kick shell!
You could,
Let's kick shell!
Alright. This is not good. Okay.
Is that me?
Alright, press, start. Oh, press A. There you go. Alright. Alright, so... There you go. Just mash the buttons with your face. And then kill the bad guys, and we will win.
This is the apex of button mashing. This is
yes.
And I'm just throwing everybody off the screen. I love this. This is lovely. Yes.
Let's see. I'll turn this a little bit further down.
Aha! Take that! That's what you've done to my childhood. Apparently, I'm still really good at this game. This is good. Like, if we need to play this game like a life of this situation, I'd be okay. Oh!
Pizza time!
Because we both get flattened by the ring. And it's just as ranching as I remember it.
Okay. Well, this is fun.
about to die.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
That sounds rather serious.
Yeah.
Well, we got Krang over here in his giant suit of armor.
Yeah, he's trying to blast lasers at us. Oh, no.
That's okay. We have infinite coins for that reason.
Yes.
Never fear. Colors that they have.
What do you mean?
For the foot plant. You've got purple, you've got blue, you've got white.
Apparently many.
I'm assuming they're going to start dressing up in some of the later levels.
Yeah.
Like, we're probably going to have cowboys, pirates.
Yeah.
Some other indigenous group. Cavemen.
Pizza time!
Chris, get the health.
Okay. Oh, no.
Pizza
time. Yay, pizza time.
Ah, it's, what's this guy's name?
That was, Baxter Stockman.
Yes.
Ha! I forget what else they called him. I think that was all they called him, Baxter Stockman, the fly guy. I had this on VHS. They've got to find this again. This is an awesome show. Or at least as awesome as your 12-year-old mind believing you'd leave.
Yes.
It is the flashing. Every arcade boss ever. You get to this point, you've essentially won.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Get away from that edge of the screen. Oh no. Oh, I think we got him. Nope. Almost. My toe! I gotta, like, aim myself right beneath the shadow. Ah, there it goes.
Alley Cat Blues.
Oh, I have an interesting idea.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that's fine. I'm fine, if you're fine. Okay. Ah, there we go.
Microphone. Bear with me for a second. Okay.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Yep. Alright, so now that should pick you up also.
Ah. Oh, there we go.
Alright.
That sounds a little stronger.
Yeah.
Bounce.
So now we've got, so whenever you want to just talk into my ear.
If you want to talk.
She's shy.
I see a lot of opportunity.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. Well, I found the jump key. This is me in every video game. Do you find a jump key? Okay, you're good.
Yeah.
Jump, jump, jump. Makes things so fast when I jump. Bounce, bounce. I'm like a cat. Bounce, bounce.
Oops. I keep hitting my microphone.
Oh!
Alright.
Ah. Oh, now we got orange.
So I think now I can turn this up a little bit more.
They've got weapons. They're serious. Now they're serious, folks.
Pizza time! Pizza time!
Woohoo! Oh. Freaking robots with boxing gloves on like scooters.
I think you've covered all your bases with that, I think it's impossible to be bad at arcade games. I really do.
Not if you have enough budget.
Pretty much. If you ever came into the arcade with an unlimited amount of coins, you basically won whatever game you put up against.
Yeah. Like, the only games that doesn't apply to is actual, like a fighting game or something. Some kind of tournament game.
I think the only arcade game I ever actually won, though, was the Simpsons arcade game.
I beat Revolution X.
I'm trying to remember what game that was.
That was the, that was the Aerosmith, gun shooter game.
Yeah, I remember that. That was enjoyable. Wow, look at that. That is something. Oh, I lost my superpower. Rats. I'm surprised they don't play a Splinter game. game. It is a turtle game. You wouldn't expect a Master Splinter here.
Yeah.
And all he would say is practice harder. Like he did pull the turtles. Just practice harder, practice harder.
Pizza time, pizza time.
Still going to pizza, are we? I see how it is. Fighting does a hungry turtle.
Yes.
Something. Faster.
I'm going to mangle you.
Oh, hey, it's that guy.
Yes, it's like guy? Mecha Turtle.
I had that action figure. I had them all. I really don't think there was a Turtles action figure I didn't know at some point.
Oh, you got a boat.
I'm just gonna stick to jumping attacks, see if that works.
Oh,
I was gonna say, you guys got it from here, bud.
Good, you're doing good.
Oh, we won. I think that was my favorite part of the whole fight. Oh no, the turtle monsters. No, the pizza monsters, that's it.
Ah.
Oh!
My toes! My toes.
Ah.
I am good surfing in the surface. Yes. Serious surfing! It's like Battletoads, you're surfing in the series.
Yeah.
Although I heard Battletoads is an extremely hard game though.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about game control design. Oh no, pizza monsters, there we go.
Oh, I thought they were aliens from Alien.
My toes!
I could see the, they're exploding aliens from Alien 2, don't forget.
Yes!
Pizza time!
Woohoo!
My toes!
Yeah, get the exploding aliens, yes!
Yes, now how's this for multitasking? I don't think I'm killing anyone, but hey. I'm literally trying to check my messages and play the game with one hand.
Well, for the most part, you can make that work. I mean, here, let me do that. Where's my phone, actually? Oh, there it is. BRB Texan. I'm like, oh, it doesn't work like that. Of course, that's what we're doing nowadays. We have our all phones on the arcade console.
What? Get that phone away from you. It's interfering with the audio.
No!
My toes, that's what that ticking was. It's the second he moved his phone away, the what's sound went away. That must be an AT&T phone. We're all getting hit by this this wall. Whatever the hell this thing is.
Yay, pizza time. Uh-oh. Bad guys. Ah! Under attack by aliens. I'm pretty sure I'm doing something with this, but I just can't tell what. There's a lot of these things. Yay, I think we won.
My patience is wearing thin. I'm banishing you to a time warp from which you will never return.
Uh-oh.
prehistoric Turtlesaurus.
That's impressive right there.
What?
A holographic projection that can banish people.
Yes.
I'm sure they explain that somewhere in the game manual. I'll just forget where.
Yeah. Alright, so now we're in prehistoric times. Medieval times.
It's like, I'll take Shredder being able to just do that just because, but I didn't realize his projection could just put that sheer story. Power.
And there's dinosaur, there's like pterodactyls dropping rocks on our heads.
And don't forget the foot soldiers with axes, like we discovered metallurgy in that Jurassic period now.
Yes.
I'll take it, but still. Something doesn't seem that right about that.
How many coins do you need?
Four! Many! This guy's been waiting here with this bomb for like a good couple seconds now. Like, throw the bomb! Come on, do it! Oh, there we go. He threw the bomb. Now see what I did? Oh, there we go. Bows and arrows. This fits the time frame a bit better, I think. And raptors, just because.
Yes.
See, now it's making sense. We've gone from medieval axes to bows and arrows to dinosaurs and volcanoes and all the guys.
Pizza time! Pizza time!
Good thing I have about 17 more lives remaining.
Man, I just
give that 1,000. I think we're good.
Man, I just had a shower.
You know what else is a fun game? If you ever play Captain America and the Avengers.
Oh.
Arcade game. I don't know if you have that or not, but...
I probably have it. Oh, yeah! Die!
Cowabunga!
Uh-oh. You're transported to a,
Skull and crossbones!
A boat.
Forgot the sunscreen.
My nose.
Keep walking into planks and getting hit in the face. What is that flying thing?
I believe the shooting arrows I need. Ah.
Forgot the sun cream. My toes, my toes.
Ah. That's his own fault.
Duh, my nose.
Come on. This should be the least of his problems on a pirate ship in the 1500s.
Yeah.
Scurvy, rats, pirates. I would think loose planks would be the least of my worries, but hey.
Duh, my nose.
Well, that's your problem.
Duh, my nose. Duh, my nose.
Wow.
Pizza power. Ooh, I feel seasick.
I don't think I ever beat this game. I forget even what part of the level I've got in this game. It's been so long. This level I remember.
I feel seasick. Forgot the sun cream.
Oh, he feels seasick. Look at that. Oh, boy. I calmed that one.
Pizza time! Pizza time!
Pizza time! Yeah.
Let it show! Ooh, I feel seasick.
Oh my god, how many jump kicks do I need to kill this guy?
Oh,
these guys. Guys.
It's those things from the movie.
Yeah.
The second movie. I think it was the second movie.
Yeah, it was the second. You're right about that. Yeah, I remember this. Shredder took two innocent little animals and, like, introduced them to his goons.
Yes.
And then they grew to these things.
So, how come we can't just give them some donuts and then win, like in the movie?
Surprisingly, it's not an option.
Imagine if you made that sound when somebody hit you.
Which one?
The burp, burp, burp.
Just introduced like a 16-bit noise when I get hit.
Yes. Wow, we seem to have them quartered.
Well, whatever we're doing, it's a good strategy.
Apparently.
Oh, look at that. You're a baby now.
Cowabunga!
Having fun?
Mm-hmm. Bury my shell at wounded knee.
I believe this is the Wild West. Yes! Wild West Turtles. Yeehaw.
Oh yeah, you know what I have to try, Quinn? They updated the NVIDIA like experience, so you can now configure you can use both game and microphone input for the streaming to like Twitch. I want to try that at some point and see like if I could just do my show on like Twitch or something. like, also. That would be cool. Because if I can get my microphone input to go to it. Where am I? There I am. I'm just, like, getting knocked around the screen in every direction.
You're just somewhere in this mess.
Yeah.
You'll find yourself.
I gotta find myself. Now these guys are carrying T-bars.
I believe it.
Like freaking I-beams.
Maybe they took them off the train itself. Maybe that's all like a fix.
I have returned.
Ah. Welcome back.
How do you feel seasick in a train, silly turtle?
Yeah, why the heck did he say that?
I said, if he said I feel train sick, then I'm gonna go, okay, yeah, because you're on a train, not in an ocean! Nintendo time! Oh, Nintendo.
What is that sound supposed to be? Yeah, I guess so. Look at that.
See, I can make my own soundtrack for this. Maybe I don't need that.
There he goes again. Yeah. Even though we're driving through a mountainside on a train,
there's no ocean in sight here. He's gonna sit there and smoke.
I feel seasick.
The question is, will that get old? Getting knocked all over the place now.
I feel seasick.
Pizza time. Pizza time.
What is that, an alligator?
I believe so. Wild West alligator.
It's laughed at me.
It's like a Disney World attraction. Like some that should be on
I feel like we're on the Great Thunder Mountain Railroad.
That's what I was gonna say Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. But wherever this gimmick is.
Ah!
It's like something the Blizzard team would throw up. Oh, it's an alligator with a cowboy hat on. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Then they would release him as a pet and people would buy him because we like that.
Yeah.
This is the Warcraft crowd. We like pets. We game pets. We like pets, we like farming now, actually. Ever played Harvest Moon? Are you familiar with that Harvest Moon? It's essentially, it's a video game that simulates actual work on a farm. You actually plant soil, like till soil, plant crops, water crops, sell crops, and kind of repeat. So you're kind of like, it's kind of like working in a video game. You're in charge of your own little infrastructure. You have to deal with things like bad crops, bugs. So Warcraft apparently decided they're going to do this too. Oh, I think we killed him. Oh, he's dead.
Cowabunga! Back in a moment.
Alrighty.
Do me a favor and grab those batteries from, there should be some batteries over there. Riders. Double A's.
Yep.
To the left. Right by your hand. Yeah, they're like right there. I saw them from here. Thank you. That's for when this thing dies.
Ah!
Ah! Where'd the ground go?
Oh no, in the future. Another version of the future. This future things will happen.
Yes. Alright, somebody kill this helicopter.
I'm trying. Oh, there we go, I got hit it.
Oh, there's too many people here. Die!
Trying to get a good jump kick sound on the helicopter. Oh, there we go. Oh, I feel my wrath.
Pizza time!
Somebody got one of those, thank God. What the hell are these, like, jackrabbit boxing glove robots?
I believe it. Oh, there we go. It's gonna answer the mic. I got a good hook. Man, I would do this. And we would just do this for hours at a time in the arcade. No one's gonna say. You remember in the swing? This is like what they did.
Yeah.
Where am I?
There I am, getting beat up.
I think we're all getting beat up here.
Let me attack, for God's sake! Like, ridiculous. Like, I can't even attack. I'm just constantly getting knocked down.
Oh, come on, you have 980 lives. I think you'll be...
No, I don't. I'm player one.
Oh. Who's got 980 lives?
Haha! Liz, because she's a game master.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm good with my 12 lives or 15 or whatever. Hey, it's... Oh my god, is he dead yet?
I've returned again.
Welcome.
I thought that was the video game for a second. I am back. You'll never take me.
It's Superman! Oh, no, never... Super Krang. Wow. He doesn't look very super.
Yeah, he's got none.
We gotta send him back to, what is it? Like, Dimension X or something?
Yes, yes, that's it. Exactly it. And the Technodrome.
Yes. Ah! Imagine if you made that sound when someone hit you.
You made it beat up just on purpose.
Yes.
Horrible. Thanks for thinking, Benny. I think I'm just jumping around.
I don't remember how many more levels of this there is.
I forgot. What time does the Super Bowl start? Where no turtle has gone
before. I don't remember.
Ah.
It's apparently 6:30.
There you go. Is that kickoff?
As far as I can tell.
I'm trapped.
Turret!
Turret! Oh! Shell shot! Shell! I'm Turret! Pizza power!
I feel like there's quite a long way to go.
Are we in Mars? This looks like Mars.
I don't know.
This looks exactly like Doom 3. I swear. My first Carmack. Wasn't for Carmack show. Start talking about like mysterious noises and like engineering.
Yes.
Don't investigate engineering. No, I don't want to go there. I heard they updated this TV show, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm right about that. I also heard there was another movie. They were recently, it was...
Well,
sort
yeah.
of like the first one, but...
No, it's like Michael Bay.
Oh, okay.
And they're not going to be mutants. They're going to be like aliens. Basically completely changing the entire thing.
Sure, why not? Let's just reinvent. Serious.
All right, we need to, like, walk this way, I think. I don't know. Oh, does it not let us?
I don't know. Now I'm too cool. I'm too cool. That was so annoying.
What's that?
Now they're making all kinds of
cool. They're making, like, Michael Bay's making a turtle movie now, but, like, the turtles are not going to be mutants. They're going to be aliens.
Oh, the turtles themselves are going to be aliens?
Yes.
Oh. I thought you were like, the antagonists were mutants. I'm like, okay.
No.
I'm sure they can.
They're like completely changing it.
So the turtles are, I guess that could work. No, actually, I'm sorry, that's not going to work. I realized what I just said. They're turtles. There's a feasible backstory that you could put behind turtles.
Ah! Giant bowling balls.
It's like when you change the main character of a movie, like, midway through the series, and you expect everybody else to go, oh, okay,
yeah,
that's right, that's how they did it. Like, I don't know if you remember in the Mummy franchise, when, Ben Fraser's wife...
Yes.
...left, like, the second movie, and then they brought her back in the third movie. I'm like, oh, hey, you're Mrs., you know, Treasure Hunter. And I'm like, no, she's not. She's another lady.
Yeah.
You can't just say, oh, I got divorced. I remarried. Okay. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's like replacing Indiana Jones right in the middle of your franchise and expecting me to go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like switching Mole Ram and Indiana Jones. I'm like, no, you're Indiana Jones now. Like, no, it doesn't work. You can't do that in
the
franchise.
Mole Ram.
Yeah. Like, he turned it in, he's getting into an argument with Sean Connery, but it's like, it's Mole Ram getting into an argument with Sean Connery. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, his only purpose is to say the stones are mine and make, you know, threatening hand gestures. Rip out hearts.
Yes.
That's the only thing he's required. You can't be like, no, he's a ninja turtle. It doesn't work. Alright, see, now the weapons here are actually starting to make sense. Laser guns in the future. Okay. See, I can understand this.
Yeah.
Like, axes in the Jurassic period are like boulders in...
You shell heads are dead.
Uh-oh. Oh, Strider's mad. Look at him. He's
dead. This is like the most annoying boss because you have to jump attack him.
Anyone got a pin?
Oh, I see what you did there. I'm gonna go beat him, Shredder. I'll just stay up here and beat him up. Maybe if I'm getting lucky, I'll actually hit the boss while I'm doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that strategy was actually working. Is that
flashing? Anyone got a pin? Anyone got a pin? No. Anyone got a pin? Anyone got a pin?
Man, I forgot when the last time was I played a video game like this. I must have been... Middle school. I forget.
I'm tough!
That holds our way home. Let's go.
And now they just jump through a computer screen.
The final shell shock.
Oh.
Oh, this is Statue of Liberty. Conveniently placed in a Technodrome device thing. Sort of. Oh, the Super Bowl's on. Oh, jeez, look at it. Yay, go team. Oh, we're just fighting the Shredder here?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
We're gonna win.
He's got a lightsaber, look at that.
Apparently, yes.
No, it is the future after all. Yeah, these things are acceptable. I can't tell if we're hitting him or not. Let's just say yes.
Yeah. Well, I hear the sound.
Oh, you hear the default hitting sound?
The bubbly sound.
Ah. I thought those were actual bubbles.
I don't know.
Words.
Aha, see, he started to blink.
Yep.
That's how you know he's hurt.
Uh-oh. There we go.
Insert some coins, will you?
Just in case, I have two lives. You never know. You never know how these work. So I guess this is the first Super Bowl commercial.
I don't know.
Yep. Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier. Could be fun. Never really followed that storyline in the comic books, though.
Huh.
From what I do understand about it, it's his Captain America's best friend who's been brainwashed. And that's about all I know of it. Ooh, no hand-tossed pizza. Look at that. Pizza! Pizza! $10! Incredible! I can get two pizzas for $20! Think of the savings!
I remember when pizzas cost $8 and they weren't on sale.
Did that come with a drink, too?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are four reptilian
heroes
to overcome the Arc Villain Shredder.
Hooray! Well, I guess we won.
Big Apple, 3 a.m.
What are you playing?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I think the game restarted. Alright, we win.
Yeah, you win.
Right. I haven't been on for a bit. Archives. I listened to the last episode, the last part of it, last week.
What is that noise?
What noise? That's a plane in the background.
Yes,
in your house.
What is it, like flying above the house?
It might be.
Must be.
I got the binaural microphones on, that's why.
These things pick up literally every sound.
Yeah. Wow. It's cool. I'm also coming over 3D.
I can hear his freaking hand. I don't know if I want to hear that.
I guess we know the sound of one hand clapping.
Yes.
Mike.
One-handed clapping.
Well, my fan's on low, and because it's 25 degrees centigrade out here. So I have to have the fans on, otherwise I'll cook.
Let's see. So what should we try now?
I don't know. What are you going to try?
What was that game you were talking about?
Captain America and the Avengers.
Let's see.
I've returned yet again.
There it is.
Is this stuff in GOG or Steam?
No.
Oh, this is just standalone stuff.
It's arcade games.
Oh, right.
Was that a legal notice on the
Yes. Let's see.
I have to be legally
the Avenger.
Yes, there it is. Captain America. Come on, say it. Say it.
Captain America.
Yes.
This sounds a little bit about itself.
Yeah, I know what to do.
So apparently, Captain America and the Avengers has made Time's list of 14 important arcade games not available for iPhone or iPad.
Okay.
Dual screen. It's the two screen version of X-Men.
Ooh.
Oh.
What is this?
The two-screen, six-player version of X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah, that's nice.
Into the, Oh, I see. Oops, up and down. All right, I don't know what's what here.
Oh, wow, that was one hell of a game cabinet.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up on Google.
Yeah, right? Oh, I see what's happening here. Okay. Please do
Man,
not.
It sounds like I'm in the same place as you, and you've got all these keyboards left and right, and this controls in the center or something.
All right. Oops. Point two. Select. Yeah, it's like all 3D, right?
Sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Okay, player one.
I have to get the show when it comes out. It'll be pretty good.
While you're setting things up there, to quote this article on Time, quote, frankly, I can't argue that Captain America is an essential piece of arcade game history, but it does contain the dumbest exchange of arcade game dialogue I've ever heard, and I don't want to live in a world where it's not commonly remembered, unquote.
That's funny. Button three.
Oh, why, you get three buttons? Wow.
Yeah.
A whole three buttons.
Three buttons.
Gosh.
You want to try the controller?
Why is Kurt Russell introducing the Denver Broncos? Yeah. I don't understand this.
All right. These are the directions, and these are the three buttons. Okay. And this is insert coin.
This is insert coin,
and that's start.
I don't know.
Is this a console?
Why is Kurt Russell on TV?
Chris said something about American football, and he therefore confused me.
There we go. Okay.
Is this a console or huh? What is it, an emulator?
This is an emulator.
So that moves.
Okay.
Yeah, I think most of basically everything.
Holy crap! They got a horse.
Arcade.
Some of the keyboards are really chunky.
Yes, go. Hail Silver, are we? Oh, they got fire too. Wow, they got fire and horses. It's awesome.
What?
Exactly what I said. I said what? The sound has gone. There is no sound in existence. It is silent.
Shh.
All right. Okay. There we go.
I'm off for lunch.
Cyclops. Alright.
In the 21st century, evil mutants led by Magneto aim to destroy the world.
Uh-oh.
Humans can do nothing against the power of the evil mutant. The only hope is X-Men.
Attacks. Attack, jump, and special move.
Go and save the city. Wolverine, Colossus.
Well, I guess I'm Colossus.
No, she's Colossus.
Oh, who am I?
Cyclops. No, wait.
I think I'm in the blue one.
Oh, you are? No, you should be Colossus.
Oh, I'm Colossus according to the Chopin.
Really?
I can do it.
This makes no sense. Okay. Then what happened?
I don't know, but I've got only jump and special. I don't have actual...
That's interesting.
Yeah, all I have are jump and
special. Okay, you're right then, I guess. All right, I was confused. I thought Cyclops was the first character in the list, so I was wrong.
I was right?
Yeah.
Apparently I have jumping special, so that's all I'm going to be able to do here.
What? You did something wrong. Give me this.
Wolverine.
You know what? This game doesn't want to work, so fuck it.
Oh, well.
Welcome to the...
Well, we beat the first game, so that's all that
yes.
MAME.
We beat the first game, so...
All right. Well, I think it's time that we shove off for the evening. Anyway,
all right.
So, yes. Tune in again next time for more madness. And that's gonna be it from us for today. Goodbye.